Paul Ann Decker and a midweek edition of The Daily Buzz. New survey by the language learning platform Preply found that boomers are by far the most likely to want some form of physical contact in a greeting, or a hug. In fact, they'd choose a hug above all other greetings. Gen Z, on the other hand, hates touching. A full 30% of Zoomers even admitted they faked a phone call in order to avoid saying hello to someone. Cutting across generational lines, 47% of people say they'd choose to shake hands, although a separate poll showed that 25% of us say we'd be happy to never shake hands with a stranger again. Stick with generations for a minute here, whether you're an old school soul or always young at heart. Some people say they don't belong to their generation, especially millennials and Gen Zers. According to a YouGov poll, while 58% of respondents say they belong to the generation they fall into birthwise, 27% feel like they belong to a different generation, typically the one just younger or older than their own. According to the survey, while 86% of baby boomers consider themselves part of that generation, only 40% of those born since 1981 identify themselves with the generation they were born into. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Daily Buzz Part 2. This is the biggest news for bald men since the shaved head look came into style. Toupees are back. The New York Post did a write-up on how hyper-realistic they are. They've gotten a lot better since their heyday in the 80s. The good ones use real hair that's stitched into a piece of polyester thin enough to sweat through. They glue it to your scalp and give you the exact haircut you want. You can shower in it, go 6 months before it needs to be reapplied. The downside? They're not cheap. Good ones cost several thousand dollars, and even those don't last long. You'll probably need a new toupee every year or two. Still cheaper than a hair transplant, though, especially if you're fully bald. And there's a growing movement to normalize it, so eventually wigs for men might not seem weird at all. Spring cleaning time, and while most of us put some effort into giving our homes a deep cleaning this time of year, people in some states always go the extra mile in scrubbing and polishing. Idaho and Maine, for instance. New survey found on average, respondents in Idaho and Maine spend the most time per session cleaning their homes 1 hour. People in New York spend the least time on average for each cleaning session, 45 minutes. People spend the most time cleaning the kitchen and, no surprise, the least favorite room, the bathroom. By the way, the average American cleans their home once a week and declutters their home 3 times a year. 26% judge others for having messy homes. Knucklehead news today comes out of Indiana, where a woman was denied warranty coverage by an appliance repairman. So she told him he was covered by the handgun she just pulled on him. Reba LaJoy Wilson called a Maytag man to her home to take a look at her on-the-fritz dryer. But when it came to settle up, she told him a different repairman had told her she was good to go. The 42-year-old Wilson wasn't pleased when he told her he couldn't accept another company's warranty, so she whipped out her weapon and pointed it at him. When the victim ran for the door, Wilson fired wildly, coming nowhere near the man. Still, she's been charged with criminal confinement, intimidation, criminal recklessness, and unlawful possession of a gun as a serious violent felon. Yikes. The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.